Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. Today is Talk About It Tuesday. And before we get started, I have to remind you out there, before I forget, that your vote is your voice. Please keep that in mind. You know, we are about education, unification, and collaboration. And I saw that today. I've been seeing a lot of things, but today I saw something. So I'm going to share this quote with you before I share it with you. And the quote says, no matter where we go, we cannot escape from the sufferings that are part and parcel of life. If we cannot avoid these sufferings, then our only choice is to overcome them. And since we have no choice but to overcome them, then we might as well live joyfully and vigorously while doing so. Take care of the mission. You know, as I watched TV today and I saw those groups out there, a little bit different than the weekend. I saw something. I saw the true meaning of education, unification, and collaboration. Because what I saw moving out today in many, many locations was a blend. The blend is finally here. I'm going to call it fruit, apples, bananas, oranges, and peaches. And they were climbing in that blender of humanity. And you know, once this is all over with, I had tears in my eyes, but it was tears of joy, because I know once this blend is complete, that we're going to have a smooth smoothie of humanity. We're going to be humanitarians here. That's what we do. We have Stephanie Haynes coming on. We're letting go. And we have Miyoshia Marie. She's going to talk about righteousness this evening. But before we get going, I have to remind you, stay safe, stay strong, stay woke. I keep looking over here at these tennis shoes that I have sitting by the door because, as I stated, you know, I walked many streets and carried many banners. And I understand my babies out there. I understand what they're going through. But it's a new breed here. It is a new breed. And what we have to do is just continue to send them the light, continue to send them love, and continue to encourage them. They're on the move. It's a new breed. So before we get started, I'm going to play my song because this is what I saw today. That's what it's all about. It's about that love. And I see those trains, airplanes, skateboards, feet, they're moving out there. And they're moving out there together. You know, it's so good when everyone is taking on togetherness. And when you can see what you see, when it's not all just one thing, it's a beautiful thing happening. And like I said, it is a blend of humanity that's getting ready to happen. And we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, and she's going to tell us about letting go. I want to see if Stephanie is with us. Stephanie Haynes, are you with us this evening?
Yes, good evening, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for coming and caring and sharing with us here.
Yes, so today the topic is going to be on how to let go from the things, from the past, you know, so, you know, before we can move forward, we have to let go some of the pain that we've, you know, either been born with or been put on us, or pains that we cause ourselves. So the one thing that connects us as human beings is our ability to feel pain. Whether that pain is physical or emotional, we all have experience of being hurt. So what separates us through is how we deal with our pain, right? So holding on to the past can be a conscious decision, just like letting go and moving forward can be a conscious decision, right? So one of the best ways to heal from the hurt is to learn lessons from the situation and use those to focus on growth and forward momentum. If we get stuck and thinking about what should have been, we can become immobilized in powerful feelings and memories. So that's something that we don't want to do, right? So if you're trying to move forward from a painful experience, but you're not sure how to get started, I'm going to tell you some of the ways that we can just learn to let go, right? So here is how to begin dealing with your negative emotions so that you can become an emotional, healthy man or woman for the rest of your life. So one of the first things I want you to do is grab a pencil and paper if you can. And I want you to give yourself loving permission to acknowledge and fully experience the emotion you are feeling. Being able to feel emotions keeps you alive, not just existing. People who are attentive to their emotions are much more likely to retain their vitality and excitement about living. Number two, identify the triggers and memories associated with an emotion. So ask yourself, what brought on this particular emotion? Suppressing your emotion will destroy you. So find out what's causing you to feel this way and let the emotion out. Number three, honor a time limit. Give yourself a specific amount of time each day to be alone and express your feelings. You can lose it in a hot shower, on a long walk, or in your closet. Once your time is up, wash your face and do something nice for yourself before proceeding with the life as usual routine. Number four, yourself. What you can do to change the situation. Don't waste even 1 second trying to figure out how another person needs to change to make you happy. You will get sick and stay sick if you keep trying to change someone else. So focus on yourself and what you have power over. Have faith that your soul will show you the way to heal and have your needs met. Listen to your inner wisdom as it brings you truth and clarity about what action you need to take. Concentrating on each desire you feel in your heart causes creative energy to start flowing. Take action. Tie yourself by going back to old patterns that were not working for you. Don't look back. Look forward and take action to change the things that are hurting you emotionally. All right? So the most important thing is that, you know, sometimes, you know, we want to distance ourselves from the situation or distance ourselves from the person that hurt us or caused harm to us. And like I mentioned last week, forgiveness is not for the other individual. Forgiveness is for you, for you to learn to move forward, let go, and start anew. So, Miss Linda, you know, before I go into the meditation, do you have any questions, or do you want me to? Are you there, Linda?
Oh yeah, I'm listening. I prefer you to go into the meditations but I do want to say something. The last statement you made about forgiveness, that really works. Okay, that really works. Because I tried it. I actually tried it. I'm a forgiving person anyway, but not forgiving in the manner that we discussed last week. And it's really a good thing. It just clears everything. You have a new rhythm to your breathing. You're not angry about anything. You just forgive them and continue to move forward. And it's actually a very, very good feeling. It gets you to a point where enough is enough. I've done what I had to do. Not angry. Don't hold no judgment. Forgive them for their actions. And you go on with your day. Forgiveness is very, very important. So I'm glad that was the last thing you said before we go into this meditation. And after we meditate, you have to bring us back out, because after Yumi Oshimaria is coming on with What's Up, and I don't want to still be over here on my meditative state, okay? So we want you to take us into our meditation, please.
Okay. All right, so everybody, you know, just close your eyes. You know, and allow the tension to leave your body. Now focus on the crown of your head, tongue, your throat, and your shoulders relax. Let your back, your pelvis relax. As you change from within, change your thinking. Change the way you speak. Change the way you express yourself. Only then will the outer change occur. Let your breathing be at peace as you relax your legs and your feet. While relaxing, say to yourself, I am willing to let go. I release and let go. I let go of all the tension. I release all fear. I release all anger. I release all guilt, sadness. I let go of all old limitations. I let go, and I am at peace with myself. I am at peace with the process of life. I am safe. And so with this meditation, you know, especially for those who have a hard time to let go, and especially if you experience any kind of trauma, whether it be emotionally, physically, sexually, or spiritually, you know, and especially if the trauma has been someone who you really trust and care and love for. And sometimes it's hard to let go of that pain, because sometimes it can become a trigger. So this is a meditation you can allow yourself to go through, and, you know, going through the body, because, you know, each part of the body holds an emotion.
whether it's anger, guilt, shame. So, with that being said, Miss Linda, you can wake up now, Miss Linda.
Okay, I'm here. I'm here. I'll snap back to it because, you know, I know how to get in that relaxed stage real quick.
Yes. So, so you have any more questions or statements you would like to?
Well, I just, I'm so excited over here. And I see when you say letting go, I mean, we have to let go of everything. And I was just sharing before you came on of the excitement and the tears of joy that I had today from seeing the change of the, I call them change agents, from what happened over the weekend to what I saw developed today, you know, in many, many, many cities, and trying to keep myself on this side of the door because, you know, I like to wear out those tennis shoes and carry that banner. But because I know that this new breed of change agents are out there, I'm just sitting down, relaxing, sending them love, sending them protection, and understanding everything that they're going through. And it's sort of like an act of forgiveness, but I see the blend coming together. I call it a blend of humanity, you know, apples, oranges, peaches, bananas. They go in that blender, and this smoothie is going to taste real good. But you could see it, you could feel it, you could understand it. There's still a lot of stuff going because people have to express themselves the way they have to express themselves. But as you talk about letting go and as you talk about forgiveness, some things, it's going to take a minute, and some of us, you know, until we get to that stage of separating that and getting that balance, it'll take a minute. But I saw something today, and I've had a smile on my face all day. I cannot wait till tomorrow. You know, I listen to people speak. We know what's happening. I'm sitting dead in the middle of it, right around where everybody, you know, it's like Hollywood to my north, Mayor's down the street. You know, it's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. I think I'm going to just run to the store for a minute and come right back in. But I'm seeing the movement, but it's a different type of feel. And I know that that feel is out there because everyone is pushing that positive energy out there. See, energy moves everything. And everybody is going through a stage of forgiveness. And when Miyoshi What's Up will come on, she's going to tell us about righteousness. I can't help and wait to hear that. But it's like I'm seeing a change. When it's going to happen, what's going to happen. But those change agents are on the move out there. And I just kind of like wanted to repeat that again because, you know, that's what we're about. We're about education, unification, and collaboration. And I saw that today. I saw how it actually works, you know, when it's real put together on a full scale. We work on the small scale, you know, individual, you know, small teams at a time. But I saw something today, so which lets me know that waking up with Linda Mac Chan and the crew and the family, that we're doing the right thing here. And I just wanted to express that. So that's my little topic. You know, I just played my Love Train, my OJ. So I'm going to play another song, and you will come back again with us next week, Miss Haynes. And have you decided what you're going to bring with us next Tuesday, or you need a moment here?
No, we can do taking off the mask. You know, ooh, now since we, you know, we letting go, you know.
Okay.
And we just giving and letting go. So now we can take off, you know, those masks that we've been putting up because we really didn't want to show our true self because of the pain and trauma that we have incurred.
Yes.
You know, and embodied in within ourselves to be an opportunity for each and, you know, everyone to, you know, start, you know, taking off the mask. You know,
okay.
You know, we wear masks for different occasions, right?
Yes.
And, you know, so we want to start living in our authentic self.
Yes.
And to live in our authentic self, we have to take off that mask.
Yes. And in order to get to that mask, and in order to remove that first layer of that mask, I see that's where you have to let go. In order to even
in order to even
look in the mirror, I'm going to be loving this because, you know, that is my favorite one. I love taking off the mask. I love peeling back those layers because it's just not one down there. It's many down there. And you are the right person that's going to explain it. So I will put a question out and see what we get in for next week. What are you, how many masks do you wear? I'll put some questions out, and we'll get some calls in and some questions. And so we'll have some questions next week, okay?
That sounds great.
That sounds great. I'm going to tell you to please have a lovely evening. Let's continue to put our love and our light and our energy out the protection of those change agents out there. And again, I'm telling persons to fill out those census forms. You need a count. And that your vote is your voice. And I saw many, 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 many voices out there today. So on that note, I'm going to say I'll play something else, some more love information, and then we'll bring on Miyoshi Marie. Thank you, Stephanie Haynes. I love you. Have a great evening.
Yes. Let me see you move.
Humanity moving out there. I'm seeing it. I'm loving it. It takes work, but the change agents are on the move. And we have What's Up coming on with us today, and you know What's Up tells us what's up. Miyoshi Marie is going to share. Hello, What's Up? How are you doing?
I am doing great, despite of all the craziness that is going on in the world.
Yes.
I am okay.
Okay. That's what we want to hear. That is what we want to hear. And I just wrote on, I couldn't get all the wording on your topic, and I just put righteousness on there. But I just want you to get us started and give us something. Tell us what's up here.
I basically picked today's topic from the quote by Marley. Bob Marley says that our future is righteousness. And as we can see, we have a lot of unrighteousness and unjust that's going on in the world. And justice delayed is justice denied. You know, I don't care what anybody say. And me being a leader and seeing what's going on in the world, I just feel like we need leaders to step up, get in your positions, get in place, and let the righteousness, let the righteous, you know, have just. Because it's unfair what's going on. And I hate to be thematic about black people, but it is what it is. Like Buddha says, you can't hide nothing under the moon, the sun, or the truth. You can't hide it, period. So the veil is off. We see what's going on literally around the world with the pandemic and now socially, you know, with race. And for me, being a Black woman and having a Black father, Black brothers, Black nephews, and Lord willing, one day I have a Black son, I need to get in my rightfully position and how to help my community where I'm from, because everybody plays a part. I know I'm not going to be able to save the whole world, but what can I do in my community? And I just believe as Black people, it's time. We can't fight with our hands. We know they cannot, nobody can win us if they fight us physically. But what they can do, because they think, this is what they think, they think they got us mentally because they feel like we're uneducated. We don't know anything about financial literacy. We're ignorant, you know, oppression and poverty, and that's not the case. So my thing right now, I've been working so hard, even today, I'm working so hard on financial literacy for my community, self-justice, empowerment, and to help my community to be better. Because mentally, we have to be right. Mentally, and to get right mentally, we have to have self-love within ourselves, number one.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have love in our hearts. This hate that's going on, that's embedded in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate the slogan. People say, oh, Black people have generational curses. You know, we have trauma in our life. Well, don't you know evil is in DNA too? You can birth evil in the DNA. You don't think they have that from their ancestors either? So when I say righteousness, I mean righteousness meaning being fair, being just, not being perfect, mm-hmm. not being right, but being righteous and being just and fair. And what's going on in the world is very unjust and fair. That's why I say, people say, oh, they looting, they burning down stuff. For mine, I feel like that's righteous anger. Hell, 400 years, you've been under this slavery mentality. 400 years was up 2019, if you count. This is 2020. It's time to be liberated and be free. But let's be liberated and free within our minds and within ourselves. Let's educate ourselves. Let's educate our children. Let's learn about financial literacy. Let's learn about wealth, not riches, but wealth. Let's use our money to buy back our community. Take back. Stop giving our money to other races. Get back to your own community and buy from your own community. And it's just heartbreaking that the world is so much pain. But I feel like every time a disaster happens, you know, it's an uprising with great leaders. So something has to happen for great leaders to come up.
And it does, and I'm listening to you because you're like that new change beginner. You know these things that you're saying, you're speaking, you know about them, you know the stories about them. You haven't experienced them totally as some of us have because we got some years in between here. So I'm listening and I'm letting you say it because I need to hear it. I want to know where that mind is going back. But I can say this, that behind every great evil, there's always great good. That's always there. That's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Because winter will always turn into spring. You have never,
Amen.
Ever seen winter, spring turn back to autumn. You haven't seen it. But in order to do that, yes, you do have to get righteous within yourself. I like you use that as a definition that you wanted to talk about, because it does start self and then it spreads out. And there we go. That's what we're about here. We're about education, unification, and collaboration. But education is the key. Yeah, the financial is important, not about to get rich, just to have the wealth to have. And I'll share this, and I'm going to try to share this nightly because, you know, like I expressed to the listeners, tonight and last night, that I wore many tennis shoes and carried many banners. You see, I come from a family of social justice mm-hmm. people, a family. It's decades. It's all, it goes back. And they told me stories, and they also told me that the blood run to the bottom. And I'm the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that they did or what they did, the stories that they told, I know about those things. But it's up to me to step above and step past it, understand it, understand what they did. Because, see, we've been fighting a long time here. And
absolutely.
That we fight so much, we've been fighting so much, we fight each other. But that is going to stop. Because just with the things that you said, self-justice, empowerment, changing that mental, self-love, okay? Self-love. No matter what the past has been. So that's it. And that's what Stephanie was talking about, letting go. Okay, we're going to let that go and move forward. But I'm talking to you, and normally I wouldn't get in depth in the conversation. You know how I like, but I like what you're saying because I'm listening. Because, see, you the new beginning change maker. You know, I'm looking at my shoes sitting at the door. I say, no, I'm not going to slip them on. I'm going to let them babies have it. I'm going to send them prayer. I'm going to send them light because I know where they are. And it gets better and better, and it will change. And you're right. We don't need the anger. That's why we talk about letting go. Anger gets you nowhere. And it'll, regardless of what a person thinks or how they see or what category or what box that I'm just saying to you that you feel that you've been placed in, that's nothing because it has nothing to do with what you get to do. You're trying to go back in the community. You're trying to, and you will go back in the community, and you are in the community. That's why you went waking up with Linda McShann. But there's, it's education. It's all about education. It doesn't matter what community you come from or who you are, what age you are. Everyone, it's, you must get educated one way or the other. You might say, I don't care if you have a PhD, not what you could be academically, but you can be not thinking there. You know how you say you could be book smart, but you're not survival smart. So the survivors that know how to survive have to share with the people that only know about the books because it has to come together. It has to create, and everybody has something to share. So where we're at now and what I'm seeing now is things are coming together. They want to make it come together because, see, that's the only way it's going to work. We did, the laws
absolutely
don't mean anything. Elected officials don't mean anything. That doesn't change anything. What changes is the culture and the hearts. So you have to get to that heart because that's the most precious treasure. And the heart moves everything. You can have storehouses, you can have treasures, but that heart is the one. And it doesn't change through legislation.
Exactly. Not to cut you off, but I've been having conversations with my colleagues at my age and even my partner. I have a partnership with JII Legacy. It's another great honorable organization that I'm working with, and we have created a curriculum called GROWN, and it's for Generational Revolutionary Owners Winning Numbers.
Okay.
And today the conversation was with a black male. Harvard student, law student, very educated, just graduated last year. Shout out to Jordan Michael. That's one of my good friends. We had a conversation with him today, and from a black man and from his viewpoint, and he was very upset and angry, you know, but he's also like, what do I do? So when the direction was geared towards me, because no one hasn't really asked me, like, how do you feel? So when he asked me, like, well, how do you feel? Mm. And I was just explaining to him, like, of course I feel some type of way. Of course I'm angry. I'm frustrated. You know, I'm sad. I'm mad. I understand it, and I'm supposed to feel that way because I'm a human. I have compassion in my heart. And what I've seen with my own eyes was brutal. But I have to allow myself to feel those feelings and allow them to pass. But I was telling my colleagues, my question is to the universe, and what's my purpose? What now I have to pinpoint what is really my purpose. What is my duty to do? Everybody has a duty to do. Like my friend Ashley, her duty to do is to teach financial literacy. That's not my duty. My duty is to empower. I'm an empowerment leader.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what dropped in my spirit. You're an empowerment leader. And I'm very educated and knowledgeable and smart because I read books.
Mm-hmm.
So my purpose is to empower my community with my testimony, with my truth, with my knowledge, with the skills. And all that we have within our hands. People are like, I don't know what to do. I don't have the research. I don't have the network. Use what you have in your hands. Use what you have in your hands. Everything that you need is right there within your hands, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a moment to myself, you know, this past week, like, I'm like, wow, that's literally my position. It's to empower. That's my calling. That's my duty with everything else. But my duty is to empower. So now I have to take that rightfully stand and empower my colleagues, my family, you know, my peers, my students, and now the world. But everything that I need, everything I need is within my hands. Because why? Know thyself. I know who I am.
Right.
I know what I've been working on for the past 18 years.
Right.
I know what spirit has given me, what the universe has given me, and the opportunities it has presented itself to me, and the rooms and everything I have set in. So I have everything I need within my hands. Now it's the time to really use it and work on it diligently every single day. It ain't no more days off.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
It ain't no more days off. And
I'm writing it.
It ain't no more days off for me, Linda. Seriously,
I got you.
It ain't no more days off. I'm so serious about my life. Like,
I know.
I don't play with my life, and I don't play with the spirit and the universe and what it has given me, especially that I have a black father, a black brother, and I have black nephews, okay?
Mm.
And I teach black kids to empower them. So my duty is to help my people.
Mm.
That's no shade to nobody else, but my duty is to empower my community, South Central LA, my community, my section. And another thing, too, I have an issue is, when we do get these great leaders these coming years, we need to start protecting them, covering them, hovering over them, not allowing them to be killed off or to be executed and assassinated. We need to start protecting our leaders, even if we agree to disagree. We need to protect our leaders. It's so many fallen leaders that have passed away within a year that we looked up to. One of the conversations yesterday was, I don't know if you know Nipsey Hussle, Linda. He was a rapper from South Central Crenshaw District. But one of the questions was yesterday, if Nip was here, what do you think he would do? And I was just like, wow, that's a good question. What Nip would say to us?
Right.
Because that's our generation. That was a great leader, a great example. You know what I mean? That literally was stolen and taken from us. So my question is, how many great leaders are we going to allow to be taken from us?
How many times
we going to allow fear, oppression, and poverty to keep us in a slump instead of standing up and taking our position and taking our power back?
Well, because everybody don't have what you have. Everybody don't know who they are. And that's why you have to empower. Everybody don't know that each and every one is a leader already. They're their own leader. And because of you being in power, you have to let them know that. So see, when you know you can lead and you are a leader, it doesn't matter because you're going to get out there and lead. Sometimes it doesn't take but one. But when you say our spokesperson, I don't see them as leaders. I see them as spokesperson because I know that each person is a leader. And with you, with that empowerment attitude that you have and what you're seeing and how you're talking about this and what you've seen and where it is now, because y'all are change makers. You're change agents, I call you, okay? I don't believe in the normal. It's the new beginning. And I know bad anything that you step out and do. So don't worry about how many leaders are not being protected, because each and every person is a leader. And see, when they realize that, you'll see something. So that's what I have to say on that note, you know. Because, and then leaders have to be moral leaders. See, everybody that carries a title don't carry a responsibility, like you say.
Absolutely.
And I find that, you know, in the arenas that I travel with. But I have a lot of integrity. I have principles, and I don't bend them for anyone. So when I find myself in those arenas, I have to go. Because, see, you can't – if everybody's a leader and everybody's leading on their own style, you have to – there's many, many leadership styles. Leadership is a heavy word, and everybody that steps in that position has to be able to carry that responsibility, and that responsibility carries integrity. It carries principle. It carries a whole lot of stuff. So if you haven't worked on yourself and got righteous with it, as you say, it won't happen. But in this case, what would Nipsey say? Nipsey is smiling. He already know what's going on because he put it out there. He planted his seeds. See, leaders plant their seeds, and they go on. You already, you planted it, you watering it, and you're stepping out there. And you, like you say, you've been working on this for 18 years. What about the people that's been working on it for 38 and 48 years? You see how things, because things change and things shift, and you have to keep yourself there. But with persons like yourself, with empowering as you go, no one can move unless they're empowered. You keep it up out there. I hear what you're doing. That's why we met. That's why you're here. And that's why I like you coming on telling us what's up. Because, see, you put it out there. And you're going to do, and you are doing, what you say. It's not going to be an easy task because everybody don't think the same. But you have the stamina, and you have the ability and the capability to get it done. So I'm over here bowing to you right now as I'm sipping on this cup of coffee.
And I'm bowing back to you.
You bowing back to me? Okay, what's up? That made me feel
good.
Yeah,
you
got
to give homage when... You have to give homage when homage is due. Like, you know, I hate to say you're older than me, but you're full of wisdom.
Oh, no.
You know, I just thank God I have the little bit that he gave me and continue to, you know, pour into me as I continue to, like my grandma used to tell me, keep living. Keep living. So I understand. I get it. I'm just asking the people, the listeners, find out what your purpose is.
Find
your purpose. Don't just be here and not doing anything. This is the time. The universe slowed down the world, literally, shut us down, and then took off our glasses and our glaucoma, whatever we was blinded from, and took it off and said, let me show you what's really going on. So if you ain't woke by now, you're going to be lost in the sauce. Literally, and I'm just keeping it real.
Right.
You're going to be lost in the sauce. And that's why I chose righteousness, because it took me back to Bob Marley when he said, my future is righteousness. And right now, our future is at stake right now, literally. If it ain't our future, it's our children's future, our grandchildren's future, and their kids' future. So we really need to think about that and what righteous really is. Righteous is right and just. So we need to be upright and right in our heart, in our minds, and in our spirit. And we need to spread love and discipline in a loving way. Because it's going to be discipline, but discipline in a loving way. I don't condone looting or any of that, but I understand it's righteous anger. I'm not going to say they just out there. It's righteous anger. People are really, really upset. And not just black people. Human beings of other races are very upset.
I
appreciate it. And I respect their compassion towards us, because we've been through a lot. We've been through a lot, and we're still going through a lot, and yet we're still fighting. So what I want to tell my listeners tonight, keep fighting. Keep running your race. Don't look at nobody else's race but yours. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Keep doing your race. And if you feel like you need to pick up your speed, pick up your speed on your race and your lane. stop watching what everybody else doing. Watch what you do. And when you concentrate on yourself and what you need to do, everything else will fall in the line. And when I speak to you guys, I'm speaking to myself. So our future is righteousness. We need to claim it. We need to own it. And we need to take it like a banner and wrap it around us, because that is exactly what it is. Our future is righteousness.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay, what's up? I guess you gave us something to really, really, really feel about up here. And when you come back, I'm going to try to put this out. I write as you talk so that I can do a summary of it. But I appreciate you. I love you. I just love your mind.
I love
That's
you
why
too.
You're what's up. That's why we met.
Thank
and it's
you.
Good to hear a perspective coming from, you know, we have to listen. Dialogue is very important. People need to express.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way that you express it and put it out there. It makes a lot of sense. There's no hatred there. There's no anger there. It's just like do what you need to do and run your
do
race.
Do what you need to do and run your race. And with that being said, run your race, but also keep your, to my ladies, keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, my black men, I need you guys to stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke. Peace and blessings, you guys, until next Tuesday. All right, Wisdom.
I love you. What's up? Thank you so much. Be safe out there, okay?
All right. Love you,
Have
too.
Have a good one. Keep it up. We'll be talking. Love you. Had Miyoshi and Marie, what's up with us this evening? and Stephanie Haynes talking about letting go. Now, listen in on Thursday. We'll have Gloria talking about the keto diet. You know, she's our nutritionist. And we have a wonderful guest coming on, Dr. Shifley. Dr. Shifley is going to give you some information about what are your options for education and things that you can do after this COVID-19 is over. She's a heavy lady. It's going to be nice to hear from her. And then, of course, on Friday, we will have Aunt G coming in with us. And again, I'd like to tell you to fill out those census forms. That count is very important. And your vote is your voice, okay? You want to make changes out there, change agents, you know what you have to do. Stay happy, bright, and light. Stay focused. Stay calm. We know you have a lot to express. We all have a lot to express, but we have to express that with love and love only. I love you. We will be talking with you on Thursday.
Gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams, but all your hopes are sinking. Let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? I would whisper love so loudly every heart could understand. But love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see. The first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time?
Joy and pain, and I'll be loving you.